Devonport Strikers had their NPL clash against Riverside Olympic and a few other games postponed on Saturday because of flooding at Riverside Olympic's home ground at Windsor Park in Launceston. Here's Strikers president Drew Smith. Morning, Drew.
Morning, how are you?
Oh, I'm very well. So your NPL game has been rescheduled to tonight.
That's right. The NPL game's been rescheduled to 7:30 tonight at Riverside. So we're hoping that the rain may stay away today, but there'll only be one game tonight, which is the NPL game.
Yeah. So, well, I might as well do the forecast while I'm at it for Launceston. Here we go. So showers during the day, 5 to 10 mils, hopefully clearing by tonight, mate.
Fingers crossed.
And hopefully it's more on the 5 rather than 10 mils.
Correct. That's exactly right.
All right. So the NPL goes ahead tonight. So what about the other games?
The under-16s and the Northern Championship 1 competitions will look to restructure those games for a forward date. It's a matter of just working through competition structure and seeing when we get a date that can align with the Riverside. So we're just carrying forward those games at the moment until we can find a suitable date.
Righto then. Okay, so keep an eye on the Devonport Strikers Facebook and the FFT website for that. Now, I watched the last game the NPL team played against Glenorchy. You had a 4-0 win at Valley Road, so that was 1-2. And, gee, I tell you what, you gave them a hammering, to be blunt.
Yeah, look, I guess we're expecting a very tough game, particularly given the experience we had with the Lacoselja Cup final, where we obviously went through to penalties, but our boys really played exceptionally well on the day, applied a lot of pressure to Glenorchy, and ended up with a result that certainly exceeded my expectations when I arrived at the ground at the beginning of the day. I thought it was going to be pretty tough, but to walk away with a 4-0 victory was fantastic, and particularly given it was our McGrath Foundation Pink Day, so it made celebrations even better.
Those pink jumpers look great.
Yeah, look, they did look really good. I know that our WSL team's very keen to use those as their away kit. I think everyone got fairly attached to the pink kits.
Yeah, very nice. And really well played by the Strikers. Okay, so NPL tonight, 7:30. That means you've got to double up with another game Saturday at Valley Road. So that'll be Olympia, is that right?
That's correct. We've got Olympia at Valley Road at 2:15.
Okay. Now, on the you mentioned the Lacoselja Cup there, which puts you through to the round of 32, I think it is, for the FFA. So you've drawn Avondale. So when is that game?
So the Avondale game will be held on the 24th of August at ABD Stadium, which is coincidentally where we played Avondale previously back in 2018. So that's Hume City's home ground. So anyone wishing to make the trip, 24th of August at ABD Stadium.
All right. And, Gio, you've got a bit of time up your sleeve too, I mean, considering the COVID situation in Victoria. So lucky it's at the end of August rather than the end of July.
Yeah, look, very fortunate. I think all the round of 32 games have been scheduled sort of around mid to late August, and I suspect that was done, you know, with COVID in mind. So it does give us a little bit of time, and hopefully these outbreaks are currently occurring will be behind us.
Yeah, indeed. All right, mate. Well, good luck tonight for the Strikers at Windsor Park. And anything else happening around the club you want to mention while you're here?
We've got our next social function will be coming up in towards the end of August. So it's our last Striker Standing, which is a very well known function. So all welcome to come along to that or buy a ticket. So. But other than that, the other main thing we're working on is our master plan, and we're currently in the design stages of that. So really looking forward to being able to provide further information on that to our supporters.
All right, mate. Thanks for having me on.
No worries. Thank you.